Hello and welcome to episode 86 of the Confident Live Marketing Podcast.
Well, it's all about branding, really. It's about building your brand and getting more exposure. The tools that are out there, including Easel, provide such an easy way to put your brand out there, like we do at the bottom, well, at the top of this live show. If you can put your logo and some of your branding colors throughout your show and sprinkle that around on promotions leading up to your show, it'll just get that familiarity.
Hello, my name's Ian Anderson Gray, and in this episode of the Confident Live Marketing Podcast, I'm joined by the fabulous Annette McDonald, who is the founder of Easel, an online graphics editing tool, which is amazing. And in today's show, we're going to be talking about how to create awesome live video graphics for your live video shows using Easel. She's going to give a walkthrough of using Easel so that you can create frames and lower thirds and loads of other cool graphics. Now, obviously, this was going to be a bit of a challenge doing a podcast of a visual tool. So I think we did okay, but if you just bear with us as we go through it. Of course, you can always go back and watch the video afterwards, but it's a really cool show. Annette is absolutely fabulous, and I can't wait to share this episode with you. But first,
looks like it's time for something completely nutty.
Wanna create some graphics for my live show? Some frames, some names, some lower thirds. I want it right now. I want some awesome graphics for my live show. Some thumbnails, icons, overlays. I want them right now. Give me Easel, Easel, Easel. It's the tool to help me. Give me Easel, Easel, Easel. Annette McDonald, will you help me now? I want some graphics for my live show. Some frames, some names, some lower thirds. I want it right now, yeah!
This is the Confident Live Marketing Podcast.
Confident Live Marketing Podcast.
With Ian Anderson Gray, helping entrepreneurs level up their impact, authority and profits through the power of live video. Gain confidence in front of the camera, confidence with technology, and confidence with the content and marketing.
Together, we can go live!
Hello, and welcome to episode 86 of the Confident Live Marketing Show. Do you want to level up the look and feel of your live shows with awesome graphics and overlays? But maybe you've struggled to create them. Maybe you've seen other people do really cool things with them, but you've not been able to do that because you don't have mega professional design skills. Well, don't worry, because in today's show, I'm joined by the founder of Easel, Annette McDonald, who is dialing in all the way from Australia. Easel is an online graphics tool, and I can't wait to get Annette to show us a little bit more about that. We'll be talking about how you can create overlays, titles, lower thirds, and other graphics to use on your show, and as well as to promote your live shows as well. When this podcast episode comes out, the show notes for this will be at iag.me/86. And as always, if you want to be notified for future shows, all you need to do is go to confident.live/subscribe, which is fabulous. Right, it's time to bring in my first sponsor, who is Content 10X. Content 10X is awesome. They are an amazing service who are the complete repurposing service for entrepreneurs. A lot of people struggle with creating new ways of creating content. The great thing about live video is you create that content and then you can turn it into lots of different content. You can create lots of video babies and images and things like that, and blog posts and podcasts. And that's what I do with this show. So my friends at Content 10X will be able to take that one live stream that you do or blog post and turn it into lots of different things for you, whether it's a podcast or lots of video babies as well, which is really great. And it creates it into like a new platform-specific on-brand piece of content. If they don't do this for you, then they can teach you how to do that with their podcast, their blog, book, and toolkit. And they've got a new service called LinkedIn 10X. So if you're wanting to raise your game on LinkedIn, definitely check out their LinkedIn 10X service at content10x.com and click on the LinkedIn 10X button. So I thank you so much, Amy and the team, for sponsoring the show. It's really, really awesome. Definitely check out Content 10X. Okay, it's time to bring in Annette McDonald, who is a fabulous person. We've just got to know each other a little bit more. We have met at Social Media Marketing World very briefly, but that's always a mad conference. So following on from a successful graphic design studio and over 20 years of design experience, Annette has now developed a tool to help teams of all sizes manage their own graphics like a pro. Her online software, Easel, is developed in Australia and, compared to some of the biggest players in the game, providing the highest quality templates and easy-to-use editing tools and much more in the pipeline, which I'm very excited about. Welcome to the show, Annette.
Yay, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's awesome to have you on. Thank you so much for sparing this time, Annette. It's great to have you on. We're going to be talking about your tool, Easel, but we're going to be talking about how to create templates and overlays and why you would even want to do that in the first place. But before we dig in, we've got some lovely people watching live, and it's very, very rude of me to ignore them all. So I hope you don't mind, Annette. I can see that Tim Sorn is watching from the US. Always impressed that you get up so early. Good morning here in the US anyway. Great to see you. And looking forward to having Annette McDonald on the Tim and Jim show. So there we go. So that might be a little bit later for you though, Annette. We were talking about bad times.
No, Tim's actually got me. That will be my worst time, but that's okay. I love those guys.
They're great. They are absolutely great. And Lisa Monks is watching from down under. Lisa, great to see you here, saying hello, Ian and Annette. Great. And Martin Buckland from Toronto. We've got a lot of Australians in the house. We've got the fabulous Justin Brown here saying, haha, I can totally relate on that. And he also says, stream looks awesome. Thank you so much. We are a very international audience today. We've got Visioner watching from Croatia, beautiful Croatia. Oh, I saw Croatia in the distance. I was in Slovenia last year, and that was great to see that. So I hope you're doing well. Lisa also says, I've pulled an all-nighter for US and UK conferences. Why does that not surprise me, Lisa? You would do something like that. But there we go. And Justin also says, Gold Coast, I'm on the Sunshine Coast. Can you just explain, because I get really confused between the Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast. What's the difference?
Yeah, so the Sunshine Coast is about 300 kilometres north of where I am, and we've got the capital city of Brisbane sitting in between us. So Sunshine Coast, Brisbane, and then Gold Coast down south from that. Both beautiful, beautiful areas, probably, I would have to say, the nicest spots in the world. I'm sure Justin would agree. We're very, very lucky here, both coasts. And we're so close. We can do a weekend away. It's just, yeah, we're really lucky.
Yeah, stop it now. I'm going to get jealous. awesome. Yeah, I've been to Queensland. This is many years ago. I was with a world tour with a choir I was singing in. And we went to Cairns and Brisbane and Darwin, I think. So happy memories of that beautiful part of the world. I can see that Bartek is here watching on LinkedIn Live. Awesome. And the fabulous Adrian Salisbury watching on YouTube. Awesome. Great to see you here. And Lisa says Queensland is representing. Katie is watching on LinkedIn. Great to see you, Katie. Hi, Ian and Annette from the rainy Chiltern Hills. The beautiful Chiltern Hills, I think. And Lisa says, Cairns. Have I said something wrong there? I don't know what that's about. Anything?
She didn't get an inclusion. I think so. She's North Queensland. So there's Lisa up further than us. So we have to give her a shout out up there as well. It's beautiful up there too.
I'm sorry, Lisa. Will you forgive me? Awesome. Right. Well, I think we need to get on with the topic. So we've talked a lot about Australia, which is obviously we've got to do that. But I want to know a little bit more about your history of how you got into this. You know, you've got a design background. How did you get into the mad world of creating a tool? Presumably you've got a development team and you've done that. I mean, unless you're kind of massively into the coding yourself. So tell us a little bit of your background, how you got into this mad world.
Yeah, sure. So as you mentioned, I do have a graphic design background, and that's been about 20 years at the moment. So I started doing freelance graphic design and then started getting busy with that and grew my own graphic design agency, which kept growing and growing and turned into a team of over 30 people in there. So we were really crazy busy, but What happened was when social media started rolling out and more digital services, everyone was wanting more graphics, like more Facebook graphics, more Instagram graphics, everything. You know, it was really booming and the demand on our team was just intense. And we got to a stage where we couldn't get any bigger. Like physically, we couldn't hire any more people in our building and we didn't really want to. So we wanted to work out a way where we could turn around that work quicker for our clients and get rid of a lot of the stuff that was admin, because what was also happening was there were small changes. So people were ordering a graphic and they were asking for a resize or a small change. And there was a lot of admin going backwards and forwards to get that graphic to that client. So we had some software development background with our team. We'd built some other web to print type systems. And so we started looking at that to work out how we could be more efficient for our clients and give them access to our designs, but make those small changes themselves. So that's really where Easel came from. And it was a lot different when we first started. We started out building it as a solution for a problem that we had in our agency. And so the first round of Easel, before it was known as Easel, was quite basic, but it took off. So our clients really, really liked it. And we thought, well, we're on to something here. We rolled it out to more clients. And as it got more and more uptake, we decided to totally rebuild it from scratch and then relaunch it to the world. So that's the short story of how it came about. We desperately needed it for ourselves so that we could keep up with our clients and the demand for them.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've heard that kind of story before, that you know, particularly with agencies. They look around at all the other tools out there and there's just nothing that quite works for them. And so they have to create something. And I think that's a really good place to start, because you knew what the market was like. You know, you looked around and you saw there were big gaps in that. Now, things have probably changed now. There are lots of image editing tools out there. But you know, it seems to me that with Easel, you seem to be like at the forefront of that. I mean, what we were talking about this when we spoke last week, that I asked you whether you had the facility to remove a background from an image. So you upload an image of your guest, for example, on your live shows, and then I want to then remove the background. And I asked you whether you had that. And you said, well, yeah, we were kind of there first, you know. So,
yeah. We do. We try and move with the times and ahead of the times as much as we can. We're still a pretty small team, but we're pretty lean. We're nimble. We can move fast. So when we see those, you know, that technology evolving that will allow us to do that stuff in browsers, we try and bring it in as quickly as we possibly can.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Well, we're going to dig into that. Lisa is laughing. I think that was our joke before about Ken. About Cairns and missing you out. I'm sorry about that, Lisa. Adrian Salisbury is saying, I just watched Annette's interview with Mary Finn Brandt. So that's awesome. You seem to be doing a lot of interviews right now, which is great. So why should or how should we use Easel? We can do things like overlays and graphical stuff like that. I mean, should we actually be doing that at all? I mean, what's the benefit in using a tool like Easel to create those kinds of things?
Well, it's all about branding, really. It's about building your brand and getting more exposure. So the tools that are out there, including Easel, provide such an easy way to put your brand out there, like we do at the bottom, well, at the top of this live show. If you can put your logo and some of your branding colors throughout your show and sprinkle that around on promotions leading up to your show, it'll just get that familiarity. I've got my tongue twisted at the moment. Building up your brand with layers and getting that out there as much as you can so that people get more familiar with your brand every time they see that. So really, why would you not? If you've got an easy tool or easy suite of tools and you're producing graphics in literally minutes, why would you not do that?
I think that's a very good question. I'm glad it's not me that stumbles over words sometimes. The word that I stumble over and I've had to practice a lot is entrepreneurial. I really struggle with that word. So yeah, I think you're right. It's that familiarity. I'm going to struggle over it as well.
I don't know why I chose that word.
Yeah, but it is. I think it is true. You know, when people, I mean, it's certainly like, for example, with Facebook Live, when I broadcast to Facebook Live and it will just pop up on people's feeds. And if they can see the familiar branding, they are, oh, it's Ian's Confident Live Show. I'm going to like click on that. And it gives you that, I don't know, it's a consistent brand identity as you go through all your shows, which I think is great. So with Easel, I've mentioned obviously we can create overlays and we can create other, I mean, well, tell us, what can we use Easel for when it comes to live video, whether it's actually on the show or with promotion? Yeah, tell us more.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can create any type of digital or print graphic in Easel, but when we're talking about live shows specifically, you would be using it to build your promotion graphic. So everything that you do to promote your show up until the actual live show, you create the overlays like we've got on the screen now. So your lower thirds, your intros, any sort of static graphics. So it is only static graphics that you can create in Easel, but also anything post the show. So when you're promoting your show after you've finished, you might be doing a blog recap, or you might be then sharing it out on Pinterest or creating quote graphics, social media graphics. So really from the start to the show and then to repurposing after the show, you can come up with maybe 20 or 50 different types of content, all based around that one show and making sure that that show is evergreen rather than sort of, you know, fading out there and having a show and then just disappearing, making sure that you create more and more things, pull out quote graphics and things like that.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I mean, one of the things that I talk a lot about on the show is the, I call it my 5 P's process. And I think often we just think about the live elements of live. I mean, it is live, isn't it? So we tend to think about that. So people think about lower thirds and overlays, but there's, I mean, first of all, you've got to plan. That's the first P. You've got to plan your live videos. Then you've got to pre-promote it. And I think this is where something, a tool like Easel can come into it, because you can create images that you can share on Pinterest and Instagram. And all these networks have different dimensions. And I can never remember what they are. So using a tool like Easel, you can quickly and easily just like, I want to do Pinterest graphic or an Instagram story graphic. And it will just automatically give me the right dimensions. And then is the live part. So that's the production. So obviously we can use things like overlays on that. And then once you press the end broadcast button, this is the time when everyone thinks, well, that's the end of it. No, it isn't. You've got to post-promote it. Again, you can use Easel for that. And then finally, repurposing. I'm slightly cheating. There is a P in there, repurposing. And that's all about getting your content on all the different platforms. So I'm really excited to see a little bit more about Easel. I've used it a little bit over the years, but I hear so many amazing things, and I'm really excited to be using Easel a lot more often now. So I think it's time for you to give us a little bit of a whistle-stop tour. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, do not worry. We will do our best to describe what we're seeing on the screen. But of course, if you do go to iag.me/86, you can see videos and we'll have some images on there as well. So don't worry about that. So fabulous. Let's do it. Let's see if the tech is going to work.
I'll pop on. Let's see.
So we're using, just while Annette's doing that, we're using a new feature in Ecamm Live. This is, I can see that's come through, and I'll bring that up in a second. But we're using a new service, a new feature in Ecamm Live. Just want to give a big shout out to Ecamm Live. This is a new interview feature. You used to have to use Skype, and now we don't. You can if you want. You can carry on using this. But the great thing is you can bring in your guests via the web, and they can share their screen as well. So I'm just going to, let's see. I think this is actually going to work. I think I'll just click on this button. There we go. How about that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Excellent. When it works. So yeah, tell us what we're seeing on the screen, Annette.
So at the moment, I'm showing you the templates overview screen. So this is a range of sets that we've completed for live software like Ecamm Live, where you can come in and have a complete set of 7 to 9 different graphics that you can use for a show that's all consistent, and you can go in and then update the brand colours and all the information that's contained on them. So this is where you come in, choose the template that you want. It's more about picking the aesthetics that suit your brand at this stage, so more about looking what the layout looks like, because once you go into the template, you can go in and change the colours. So if you're looking at these layouts, you go, okay, I like the look of this one here. We'll load that up in Easel. And this is the editing screen. So I'll just pop this closed and I'll just zoom in a little bit more. What each of these sets contain is a pre-promotion graphic, a countdown timer screen. So in Ecamm, you can obviously overlay your countdown timer over that, so you can brand that screen and put your timer over the top. The next one down is a lower third. And as we look at these, you'll be able to see that there's a checkerboard on some of these screens. And what that means is that that area will actually be transparent. So anything that's coloured on the screen here will appear on top of your live feed, and anything transparent will obviously show the camera. So scrolling through again, there's another version of a lower third that you might use for a guest. There's a duo screen overlay, so when you've got two people on the screen like Ian and I just had on. A circle layout, if you want something different, to be picking out of a couple of circles instead of the standard square shape. A layout for three guests. And a thank you screen with all of your social handles. So all of those come in each of those layouts because really people were crying out for that type of thing. You know, they were creating a lower third here and a promotion graphic somewhere else. And so it really made sense for us to come up with a whole cohesive theme that you could go into in one document and update it with all your own branding and export out the screens that you need. So that's pretty much the basis of any of those templates. And if you're keen for it, Ian, I can go through and make some updates and show how simple this is.
I would love that. So yeah. So what we're going to do, what could possibly go wrong here? Annette is going to design a new theme for the show, and then we're going to see if it works. But I think this is exciting stuff. I haven't really seen a tool out there that does this, that creates a whole theme, like a template of not just one overlay, but this is multiple overlays. So if you've got two guests on the show, if you're wanting to make it like a round, what do you call it? Like a round little pop-throughs. You know, the problem that I've had is I've had to use a tool to come up with the design, and then I've had to load it into Photoshop to cut out the little gaps. Because if you think about it, an overlay is, it goes on top of your video. So you can see myself and Annette here. But if I take away my overlay, it's like that. Now, that looks horrible. So if you're listening to the podcast, basically we can see my webcam and Annette's webcam. We're actually at different sizes, a horrible black background. The overlay, what happens is I put that on top. Let's see if it's going to come back. There we go. I put it on top, and it's got these little cutouts so that people can see me and they can see Annette there. And I've had to use the likes of Photoshop for that, which is horrible to use. So this is great. I love this with Easel, that it's all comes pre-configured. And you don't have to, when you look at the template, so the template that we're currently looking at it is blue. That might not be your brand colors, but you can change that, can't you, Annette? So
Yes.
Just a big shout out. I can see Eileen is here. So I just wanted to say, Eileen Smith, hope you're doing really well. Great to see you. And Lisa also says, I love Easel. The templates are awesome. And I think Lisa's also talking about Ecamm Live here. So saying the quality is excellent. I'm so pleased that Skype is no longer required. So there we go. Anyway, onto this, Annette.
I have to agree with you, Lisa. It's amazing. The new interface is so good. So,
less stressful.
And just to explain to the people listening, it's a nice frame. I think that's the way to explain it is it creates a frame that surrounds each one of the speakers. So rather than having just your cameras at different sizes and things like that, you can create a really nice branded frame that just perfectly fits in with your live show theme. So with Easel or many other software out there, it's just drag and drop to update your colors and your images and things like that. So going in here, we can go in and update our show. So we'll call it Confident Live. Hopefully I can do that without making any typos. We'll say, and so just typing in, double clicking to activate the text boxes. That's all I need to do to update that sort of content. And with anything else, like you mentioned, Ian, this is a blue theme to start off with, and that may not be your brand colours. So in Easel, you can load up your brand colours and you can apply them to your template quite easily. So if these are my brand colours here, I can go in and I can change the background colour of those, and I can just click to update any of the other little elements into the same sort of palette that's in my brand suite, which shows up here in this color pop-out. So anything that you click gives you access to any of the tools that are available to that element if that makes sense. So it's quite intuitive to know that if you're picking a photograph, when you click on that, that it will give you the options to edit a photo. And if you're clicking on a text box, the options within the interface will give you all of the text tools.
That's awesome. And I was going to ask, it's just people watching, either live or the replay, how geeky are you? Do you know the hex code for your brand colors? That's what I want to know. So let us know in the comments.
I'd love to know how many do too. I'm still from the old school of PMS colors.
So
colors are just, I haven't even bothered to learn what those colors are because, yeah, it's just too hard to remember many codes, six-digit codes and so many of them. So, yeah, storing them in a software is really much, much easier on our overworked brains, I think. So if we've got this placeholder image here, we've got a side tab here where you can actually upload your own images. And I've got one here of Ian, just something I prepared earlier. So I can go in and place that in my design. So I have to say you look fabulous, Ian, but it's on a red background and I've changed my design to a purple and a blue and it doesn't look amazing. So what I would do in this instance, so if a guest provides you with an image that doesn't work in with your show branding, I would suggest actually removing the background. So there's another one here that I've prepared earlier with the background removed. So what I would do in this instance is I would actually get rid of that one with the coloured background. I would enlarge that on there, drag and drop, and just position that in there. So it's as simple as doing that. And everything within the design, you can actually move around. There's little guides to, you know, snap things into place for alignment. And that's pretty much your promotion graphic done. I mean, you could add, you know, the time that you're going on or any other information that you want on that first screen, but you can use that as your pre-promotion graphic or even, you know, when people are waiting for you to come on, you could have that on the show in the first place. And you could even update that to be your YouTube thumbnail as well for after the show. Take off some of this information, take off that Facebook Live logo that we've got on here, simplify it, and reuse that for your repurposing as well. So you've covered a couple of graphics just in that one step. So moving along to the next screen here where we've got the countdown timer. So as we mentioned, if you're using Ecamm Live, you can just copy that and paste that into that box there to save retyping it, reapply your colors to that from your brand color palette in a couple of clicks, go through and change a couple of colors, keep that all in your color palette, and it's as simple as doing that. And then moving down to your lower third, again, you would repeat the process. So this one has the live show name on there, so you can go through and pop your show details in there. And I'll scroll back up to the top here where I typed out our names. Scroll back down here and just pop them in there. Adjust that a little bit because we've got a couple of names to fit in there. Yeah. And that's pretty much what you're doing on every screen is going through and updating any brand colors and applying them to the little elements. You can add any other images or bits and pieces onto there, but I would suggest for your lower thirds to keep them fairly simple. You don't want them covering your guests too much. So pretty much staying to where the template is designed, you know, staying within the boundaries of that rather than bringing in things like, you know, you don't want to start putting graphics up here that will then cover your guests. So keeping to the boundaries, keeping to that lower third area that's being created and working through each of these templates that you may or may not need. So if we decide we don't want to use this page with the lower third facing on the other side, you can delete that. If you've got two guests, you could go in again and brand this one, or you could take off this bottom section if you've got comments coming in along the bottom, which obviously a lot of people using Ecamm would do that, you know, just come through and delete that, or have your show details on there. Click in, double click, copy your text in, and that's pretty much as easy as it is going through each of these. And then finally going through to the last screen, I won't go through and update all the colours and the text because that's just pretty repetitive going through and doing that. But on the last screen, you've got a thank you screen, which you can obviously pop on your live when you're closing out and, you know, people are turning their cameras off or you don't want anything showing. Pop that thank you screen on, add all of your social handles and close off your show. So you can have a whole suite of templates designed in, what have we got, maybe 5 minutes in total going through and doing that. So that's the live component of your show and the overlays, and you've also created your pre-promotion graphic in one size and also a size that you can use for your thumbnails as well. So super quick, super easy, and that's really why you would do it, because it is so quick and easy to step up your live production in just a few minutes.
That's for the pre-promotion, but it's also for the actual live show, and it's the post-promotion across all the different channels. So, I mean, I know we haven't had the time today to show how you do this, but you can create those graphics for Instagram and Pinterest, which will have different dimensions, which is really, really cool. And the other thing that I presume that you can do with that is that once you go through that and you change the colors and you make it the way you want it to look like, you can presumably save that as a template and reuse that for future as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So just going through before I show you that part, what I might mention is the PNG part. So Ian and I actually spoke about doing this, and what I'll actually do is I'll download this template set. So I'll pick a PNG file, which is really important for people to understand that is the type of file that produces this transparent area. So if you create your graphics and you're using an application that only allows you to create a JPEG file, you won't actually have this transparent area that will work over for your overlays. So in a design like this, you'd pick your PNG format that generates, and again, if the technology gods work with us, what I'm going to do is actually send that over to Ian, and we're going to pop that on the screen and show you the end result of how quick and easy that is and how you can pop that on in Ecamm. So yeah. I might just I'll stop sharing for a second, and I will send this file across to you.
That sounds great. Well, while you're doing that, Annette, I can see that Martin Buckland. So my goodness, I'm very impressed. He says, yes, I know my Pantone colors.
Wow.
Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah, I don't have a print background, so I'm a hexadecimal guy or whatever it is. You know, so I know my hex colors. I wouldn't be able to tell you my Pantone. So never mind. That's just the way it is. But I'm very impressed. Wondering if anyone else knows theirs. Have you been able to send that across?
I have. I've dropped that over to you now. So hopefully that pops up.
I can see something.
If you like, if you're looking around, I could probably show you how easy it is to turn that into a template if I pop that share back on here.
Yeah, you do that while I get this.
While you're looking for your thing now. So here we go. Hopefully that is popping up. So I'm just in my easel workspace at the moment. So this is just my mess of designs showing at the moment. So anything that I've worked on recently comes up as the last file here. And turning it into a template is as simple as clicking on this little pop-up at the bottom of the thumbnail and clicking on Convert to Template. And what that means is then it actually comes up in a separate section where it works as a template, meaning that every time you click on that template, it creates a new copy of that. So if you're working with a team or even a virtual assistant, you can allow them to come into your team and make a copy of that design for themselves and never mess with that original master template. And yeah, it's as simple as that. You can also share graphics with other people so that you're actually collaborating on the same file as well. It's not live collaboration, but you can actually work on that same design if you need to as well.
Oh, that's good to know. If you work in a team, that's going to be really helpful. If you have a virtual assistant and you want to get them to make the changes. And the great thing about this is that your VA or yourself, they don't have to have graphical backgrounds. I mean, it probably helps to know a few things like what colors clash and things like that. But the great thing about Easel is that you've already got those templates. So it's a case of just tweaking a few little things. I would be right in saying that, wouldn't I?
Yeah, totally. So I think the thing too is that you can look for your VA or someone with a little bit more graphic experience to set up that template for you. So then all you need to do is really do what I did then and go in and, you know, add your show details every time and not really go through and change your colours and things like that, because once you've got your master template, it is all about being familiar and keeping that same template each and every time. So you might, you know, pay a small fee for someone to assist you with setting that up and creating that beautiful frame or set of frames for you, and then all you do is actually do the text component, download it and upload it to your software, your streaming software, every time you go live. So it's just a matter of, you know, allowing another 4 or 5 minutes to do those small changes and set up the graphics each time yourself.
That's awesome. And just to say, you know, we've mentioned Ecamm Live a lot on the show. You don't have to use Ecamm Live. I use Ecamm Live. I love it. But there are other tools. I mean, you could use Restream Studio is a great one. If you're wanting to be a bit more geeky, there's OBS Studio, there's vMix, there's all these tools. I mean, we've talked about all of those a lot on the show. But I think it's time to test this out. So you've sent one image over. So I'm going to go on to my... So you can see at the moment... So if you're listening to the podcast, this is just the solo shot of me. I've got my current overlay there, which I'm going to turn off if I can find the bottom. There we go. So, and I'm also going to switch off my name. So you can just see at the moment my webcam. And I'm going to click on the zoom and pan button just to make myself full screen there. And then I'm going to upload the image that Annette gave me. So I need to go into my downloads folder. And okay, so there we go. That was quick and easy. So I could resize it, but it's actually going full screen there. So it's there on the right, on the left even. So what do you think of that, Annette?
Perfect. That's how easy it is, really.
It's really
easy. And I think that really, it lifts your, I mean, your graphics are amazing anyway, so I'm not going to say that my little graphic there is any better than what your show is. It looks fantastic. But stepping up, if you're going from no graphics to adding that lower third, it really steps it up quite quickly. And that's starting, you know, I really started with the basics of that. But you can go in and you can, once you get familiar with graphic design software, or if you pay for someone to do something custom for you, then, you know, you can really step things up quite a bit.
Yeah, you can. It just showed you how simple that was to do. So it was just a case of downloading it as a PNG. It's important to do it as a PNG because that gives you that transparency in the background. Otherwise, you'd be basically, you wouldn't be able to see yourself or your guest, which wouldn't be good. And then you can just add it on to your software. It's that easy. And presumably it's exactly the same with the frame. So if you've got the two people, if you've got a guest and yourself, you can download that and then just upload that. And then software like OBS or Ecamm, you can resize it. But other software, it should be just very simple to do. Well,
that's exactly right. So exactly how we have it here on your stream with the different frames, it's all the same thing. All of them are adding. They're sitting on top of your video. So you can actually get creative with different things too. You could have things cutting off the corners, or, you know, if you were having a live show on your own, you might have yourself off to the side and then, you know, something presenting on the side of that. So it's totally up to planning your show, working out what graphics will suit, and leaving that transparent area for yourself and or your guests to show through on every screen.
I think it's really important, whatever software that you use, that you plan in advance. So if you've got a guest, it's good to have a solo shot of just your guest. So if I go back here, this is Annette. This is a split screen for me. I've also got a different type. So I think it just creates a bit more interest, and you can create these overlays in Easel really quickly and easily. And easily. Yeah, there we go.
Easily, yeah.
So it's really, really easy to use. And I think Eileen Smith agrees, looks great, Annette. Thank you, Eileen. So how can people sign up? I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about the different plans that people can sign up with? I mean, how easy is it to sign up and get started with it all?
Yeah, so you can sign up. We've got a 30-day free trial of our Easel Plus plan, which is everything that you need for this type of thing. So no credit card required. You can sign up with email, Facebook, or your Google account. So go to easil, easil.com, sign up there and try it for free for 30 days. And then ongoing, if you want to stay on that Plus plan, it's $7.50 per user per month. So we try and keep that quite reasonable and add, you know, a lot of value to that. We also like to We like to work with the community. So any of the people out in the live streaming community are really giving us feedback on these types of overlays and templates. And even just the last few days, we've expanded on producing more different camera views and things like that. So, you know, we really value the input from the community to build that out and keep building a professional product for everyone.
Yeah, I think that sounds great. And I think one of the other things that I love about Easel is the design team. I mean, they are amazing. All the designs that you have in there are just very different. A lot of people out there are using other tools out there, which I won't name, but, you know, Canva and things like that, which is, you know, I'm not knocking other tools at all, but I think it's good to just stand out. I think we should be using, looking at tweaking the designs and looking at using something different. And I've been really impressed with the designs. And I just want to say, Easel are not sponsoring the show. I brought on Annette because I generally believe Easel's a great product. So I'm not being paid to say all of this. Just want to make that clear. Tell us a little bit more about your design team. And presumably, if there are different times in the year, say, for example, we're wanting to, you know, it could be like Christmas or Halloween or something like that. Do you have like different themes that we can quickly and easily use?
Yeah, so we haven't really done different themes for holidays for the live streams, but we've got tons of graphics that are in there. So you can add those in there and customize that yourself. But I mean, that's a really great idea. I think, you know, we haven't really gone down that way yet because it hasn't been requested. But now that you have, you know, we can definitely think of those sorts of things. You know, they might, you know, if we get some feedback from the community on, you know, what else there is, it might be, a Christmas theme. And, you know, for different types of events, it might be church, you know, Christmas carols and things like that. There might be things that we just haven't thought of yet. But our graphic design team definitely likes, I'll say they thrive off working on client ideas, because you can get a little bit, you know, in your own space thinking that you're doing the right thing, but it's much, much better to hear from the community on what they actually need and produce those graphics for them instead.
Yeah, they're really, really important. So, because, you know, there's not just the live element, there's the post-promotion, the pre-promotion side of things. And Lisa Monks was had a comment, and this is actually what I was going to ask you next, Annette. So this is great. Our brains are thinking alike, Lisa. Can I add their customer support is amazing. Now, I'm a new user of Easel, so I haven't had to kind of call on customer support. But one thing that you said earlier, which appealed to me, is that you're still a small team. And there's something about, I don't know, I love working with a company, with a tool company, where the team is reasonably small because they haven't lost sight of their customer base, you know. And I've found this with the likes of like Ecamm Live, a small team, but they just, I feel like I know them. And I feel like that would be the same with Easel. Tell us a little bit more about your customer service side of things. So I think that's important.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I can't see us turning into this, you know, huge company where we do lose touch. It's really nice having that graphic design background where we always did work directly with our clients, that we sort of bring that into the digital space of Easel, and we're still on customer support, you know, as much as we can, including myself. And I've got some friends, and even, you know, Lisa, I've got to know Lisa being on customer support. And, you know, we talked about going to social media marketing world together after getting to know each other through the tool. So to me, it's actually a really, really good space to get to know people, get feedback, work out what we need to be doing to build the product. It's not even so much about tech issues, thankfully. I mean, I'm not going to say it doesn't happen at all, you know, especially since we've got through this show, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, there are bugs. Anyone in software will tell you that there are bugs that come up, and we do our very best to squash them straight away. But our customer service is more about educating the client and really, you know, seeing them get that aha moment, you know, I've learned this, you show me how to do this, and now I can keep designing on my own. That's really, really important to myself and important to my team as well, more so than, you know, solving, you know, little technical glitches and things like that, which we have to do, but it's more about the education factor of it.
Yeah, I love that, because I think not all of us have design brains, you know, and so actually getting a little bit of help and advice to begin with, that's going to give your customers the confidence to be able to produce some really amazing designs and for their live shows and for other social media content. So I think that's really good to hear. Well, thank you, Annette. Yeah. It's been great to have you on the show. Thank you so much, everyone who's been watching live, for your comments. If you're watching the replay, do keep the comments coming, because we'll get back to you. And I know, Annette, I'm sure you'll be able to answer any questions that people may have. If you want to find out more about Easel, if you want to sign up for a free trial, all you need to do is go to easel.com. I'm just double checking the spelling, because I know how you spell it, but you know, you get that kind of sudden doubt in your brain. EASIL.com. EASIL.com. That would be really, really awesome to do. Well, thank you, Annette. What are you going to do now? Is it at the end of the day?
Thank you, Ian. Yeah, we're coming up to 9:30 now, so I'll get my son to bed. I've got an 8-year-old boy, so I'll get him off to bed. And yeah, I think I'll just have a nice cup of tea and settle down myself as well.
That sounds very, very nice. And just one final question before you go. I don't know if you're aware of this, but every show, the podcast of this, when this comes out, I always do a little theme song. My background is I trained as a professional singer, so I always like to have a bit of fun. If you could pick one music type or musical genre, what would it be? What would you like to listen to?
I don't know if you'll like this, because I'll probably say hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Well, you're not.
Give me a rap, Ian.
Okay. Well, it has been done before. I had Janet Murray on the show, and she said rap and hip-hop, which I have to admit is not my favourite thing, but it was quite fun to do. So, well, you've given me a challenge there. We'll see what we can come up with there. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Annette. It's been great to have you on the show. Just to let you know before we finish today, this live show goes live every Tuesday and Thursday. It's Tuesday in the morning in the UK and in the afternoon on Thursday. If you want to get notified for future episodes, all you need to do is go to confident.live/subscribe, and my handy messenger bot will kick into action. If you're in the UK, just send the word confident to 07723-361-790. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcasting app. All you need to do is go to iag.me/podcast. That's iag.me/podcast. But until next time, I encourage you to level up your impact, authority, and profits through the power of Confident Live Video. See you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Confident Live Marketing Podcast with Ian Anderson Gray. Be sure to join the community at iag.me, where you can continue to level up your impact, authority, and profits through the power of live video. And until next time, toodaloo.
Wanna create some graphics? Form a live show, some frames, some names, some lower thirds. I want it right now. I want some awesome graphics. Form a live show, some thumbnails, icons, overlays. I want them right now. Give me Easel, Easel, Easel. It's the tool to help me. Give me Easel, Easel, Easel. Annette McDonald, will you help me now? I want some graphics. For my live show, some frames, some names, some lower thirds. I want it right now.